USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tornado watches are posted for parts of the South a week after twisters in Alabama left 23 people dead. National Weather Service meteorologist Alex Lamers.
Right now we actually do have some severe thunderstorms pushing across portions of the Mid-South. Right now they're heading into parts of western Tennessee and northern Mississippi. The main threats with those will be some damaging winds and perhaps some tornadoes. And we'll also see a small chance of some flash flooding associated with those as well.
Plus, a significant winter storm will bring heavy snowfall to the upper Midwest and Great Lakes, where up to 8 inches could fall, with some locally higher amounts and possible blizzard conditions. It's going to be a short day for most Americans. Time to spring forward, turning your clocks ahead 1 hour at 1 o'clock. Daylight saving time is upon us. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Singer R. Kelly is out of jail after making child support payments. He was also charged with 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse pertaining to 4 women. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
His lawyer, Steven Greenberg, on the explosive CBS interview this past week.
We're not going out there and doing interviews to taint a jury pool, to not taint a jury pool, to help a case, to not help a case. People can think whatever they want based on that. I can tell you that nobody who drew a judgment based on that interview is going to be on our jury and is going to be making the decision.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Despite President Trump's tweet that North Korea is no longer a nuclear threat, there is now a report that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's regime may be getting ready for another missile launch. The president says he'd be disappointed if the North Koreans resumed weapons testing. Experts say the North Koreans may have resumed operations at a long-range launch site. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Taking a look at this week's address from the Democrats, here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Congressman Andy Kim of New Jersey delivered this week's weekly Democratic address, highlighting the passage of a reform package he says will restore the promise of our nation's democracy and reduce the role of money in politics.
H.R. 1 reminds us that our democracy doesn't exist just here in Washington. It exists with each and every one of us. H.R. 1 reminds us that our democracy can never be taken for granted, but that working together we can guide it and work to create a more perfect representative union. And H.R. 1 reminds us that this extraordinary energy in our nation provides a new baseline of civic engagement that will foster a new era of public service.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says H.R. 1 would undermine the integrity of the elections, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will not bring it up for a vote, effectively killing the bill.
A new February jobs report is surprising, according to USA's Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy adding around 20,000 jobs in February when economists were expecting to see 180,000 jobs created. It's the worst month for job creation since September 2017. The jobless rate ticked down 0.1% to 3.8%, and the good news, average hourly earnings increased by 3.4% year to year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.